Yes, here they come. Here comes the president of the team. John McDonough's with us right now.
Yes.
Our broadcasting 9 Center for the Hawks take on the Dallas Stars. Brought to you by Sitco. Sitco is fueling good. And don't forget, listen after 6 o'clock for your chance to play Blackhawks Pick'em and win a $50 gift certificate to Lou Malnati's. And right now, I'm looking at the season-long leaders here.
I know. It's unbelievable.
And
not what you'd think.
It is. It's very interesting. Right now, the Callers have won 53 games. I have won 29. I know it's a shocker. Anna, 24. You've come from behind here.
I did.
Very nice. 30 for Judy and 30 for Violetta, and Kevin leading the whole thing with 32.
Wow.
How about
that?
Way
to go, Kev.
Yeah. How about that? Congratulations, Kev.
Very proud.
Yeah.
Very, very proud.
All right. Mr. McDonough, we have some questions for you about the about what's happening here with my beloved Chicago Blackhawks. We're talking today about, you know, sort of the most important thing is to make the playoffs, right? I mean, that's the key. The key is to make the playoffs. However you get in the playoffs, just get in the playoffs, and we'll figure it out from there, right? Can it is that an attitude that the team is taking? That the how do you guys feel about it?
I think that's the attitude that we take every year. That's step one. You know, we talk about that one goal internally. It's just to get into the playoffs. You'd love to win the President's Trophy. You'd love to have the number one seed. I don't know if having home ice is that significant, but just getting in the playoffs is the most important thing. And we've seen proof in the last few years that an eighth seed can win the Stanley Cup,
sure.
And you can go to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah, yeah. Is there a sense, I mean, this is a franchise for a decade that has just been in ascendancy. Is there any panic? I'm the panicker. I know you guys moved.
It's a good thing you're
too.
Not part of the Hawks.
You moved Richard Panic, I think, just because of this. But
that was Rose hockey name, by the way.
Yes, panicker. Panicker. Is there any? I mean, obviously, there's concern, and you know, you hear it when Coach Q is on Steve's show. You know, they talk about and there's a guy I do not want to make mad. Right, I fear the stash, like everybody does. And that look in his eyes.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
you know
when you've done something.
No question.
I know he's very intense about this, but you know, where's that turn? What should we be looking for as fans here to know that the turn is made?
Well, first of all, we're not happy where we are. It's been a challenging year in some ways. It's been a frustrating year, and I think. We're going to have we have 29 games left. We're going to have to get hot just to get into the tournament. I have great faith in Stan and Joel and the players, and I think they're going to have to all dial it up in the last remaining games that we have here. But no, there's no panic.
Okay.
I mean, we're in a place now.
I'm panicking, but yeah.
There is panic. It's just not within the Hawks organization.
We're in a place now that we're unfamiliar with.
Yeah.
You know, it's been high tide for a long time. But we are going to find out in the next few months what everybody in this organization is made out of. And
right.
We had an all-staff meeting yesterday, and Rocky and I addressed the group and Stan as well. And we have to stay confident. We have to. We've had a heck of a run. We want it to continue. Mm-hmm. You've got to be optimistic, yet you have to be realistic. And the league is changing right in front of our eyes. It's faster. It's younger. It's less physical. 10 years ago when I came to the Blackhawks, it was a heavier league. There was more hitting. There was fighting. There's very little of either anymore.
But you built a team along those principles, though. Faster, younger, skill players. There's never going to be a player. There's never been, and there may never ever be a player like Patrick Kane in terms of a guy who's capable of making space around himself on the ice. Right? He's that. He's the video game version of a perfect hockey player in that sense, because he's fast, he's got incredible hand speed, and he's capable of doing things that no one else can do, and they can't get to the puck when he's got it, right? So that magic, what I saw happen last season, and not as much this season, but because Nashville, my God, they're thugs. That's all I'm going to say to you, John. They're big brutish thugs, and their
fans don't understand hockey.
Yeah,
okay. Can we throw that into?
I think that's turning a little bit. I think
in
Tennessee they're taking off that hat. They're figuring it out. But I wonder, you know, it was, and I felt like we needed to get a little bit bigger and more physical. this year, and we have, and I just, and I wonder if it's at the expense of the core of what we do.
Well, first of all, I think, you know, the league has turned into, the players are Ferraris and Lamborghinis. I mean, it's just what they are. But it's not just the speed, it's the skill along with it. And a lot of that goes into the instruction that you now have at the youth level and at the junior level is so much more advanced than it's ever been before. But you have to evolve with the game. And we need our core players to play like core players, and we need young players like Nick Schmaltz and Vinny Hinostroza and Alex DeBrincat, who have had good years, to contribute. And
I love
have.
That kid, by the way, DeBrincat.
Yeah.
What a great, and this is why Stan Bowman is, I think, you know, the best at what he does in the entire league, because to get guys. You guys follow these guys for years. You know, it seems it's a surprise to us when we get them,
right?
When they show up on the ice. But I mean, these are guys that you know, Brinkat's a guy that he's been watching since he was 14 years old.
Well, a second round pick, and you know, our scouts have to see something that maybe other scouts don't see.
Yeah.
But you know, we're accustomed to picking in the 20s. You know, we're accustomed to picking mid 20s, late 20s, possibly 30. This year it would be 31. So, you know, we want to stay in that position. And believe me, this is a heart and soul impact for everybody here. Mm-hmm. Sleepless nights, twisting and turning, solving this. A lot of heavy conversations, a lot of dialogue, and we're doing everything we can to figure it out.
All right. Well, okay.
But no panic yet, Ro.
Okay. Well,
no,
when I wake up in the middle of the night.
Yes. Call me.
I'm in the. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I might be up.
You don't want that. You don't want that on you. You
I
don't want that.
I John. Okay. So two nights ago, you know, and it was like the thing is, I just knew that, you know, coming back home, you know, these are important wins to get on home ice, right? And especially against the West, you got to get 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most important thing right now is 2 points against the West. Against the East, I'll take a tie. I don't care. But in the West, it is. It's so important, and it's like you feel like we're always on the cusp of this, and this is really the moment that and you know, I've never had this conversation with you,
right?
Right.
Well, I think we have to approach it now that this is a 29 game playoff series. That's what we're doing. These are.
Did that come up yesterday in the meeting? Was that the
no? It didn't come up.
Now you're
it's
thinking of it now.
No,
you have thought about it yesterday?
No. it's come up in other
it
conversations,
sounds
great. Though. But that's the way we have to look at it, because we know we're going to have to go on a heck of a run. So
yeah.
It is unfamiliar territory. We are very aware of all of that, and we've dug our own hole.
Let me ask you a question. When people are coming in, the first, I don't know, whatever it is, 10,000 or whatever, coming through the doors, are going to get these neck pillows?
Yes, sir.
Tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is this because of the storm coming in that they're going to have to spend the night here?
Is everyone
we
invited to sleep over?
You know,
can they stay at the United Center?
7-8 months ago, we anticipated that there could potentially be a snowstorm tonight. And I think these neck pillows might come in handy.
Oh, they're going to come in so much handy.
I got to tell you that we've been playing with them throughout the day. They're very comfortable.
There's something special about them.
It's a nice neck pillow. You know, I'm mm-hmm. not a big fan of the neck pillow, and mm-hmm. it's working for me.
Frank Pellico will play some lullabies, and we'll have a nice little sleepover here at the United Center.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah,
a little
no,
sleepover here.
I know. Well,
wouldn't
that would
it be fun.
That would be fun. That's sort of like, you know, like, I think they've done that at
what
stadiums.
What if we had them stay over, and let's say that 7,000 or 8,000 stayed over,
uh-huh. mm-hmm.
and then we just decided about 2:30 in the morning to let the horns go off.
Well, 2:30, no, but 6 a.m., it could be like your alarm clock,
right, exactly.
Your wake-up call, and everybody like, out.
Right, and then what a story to tell at work, because you'd be the only person showing up at
yeah.
work tomorrow, right? You go, but
yeah.
you can't tell anybody, I spent the night at the United Center, and then the horn woke me up.
And hopefully it wouldn't be the first time that night they heard it.
Yeah, let's light that
Amen.
Lamp.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen
Well, I guess,
that.
You know, it's an interesting thing. Obviously, you know, Corey being out, is there anything we can glean here? Can we learn, or can you tell us that the reports that he's on the mend and maybe returning soon, is that accurate?
I don't know his actual return date. You know, he's been at practice, and or he's been at the MBI Serena and mm-hmm. working out with Jimmy Wade, our goaltending coach. You know, we hope he's back when he's ready. That's kind of okay. the timetable. You know, in sports, they always like to put days or weeks on it. It's just he's going to be back when he's ready. We look forward to having him, and we hope that he's going to be part of the stretch run.
Okay. Okay. So I have to read the tea leaves there.
Okay.
He's going to be part of the stretch run. He's had hope he's going to be part of the stretch run. I'm going to take it. I'm going to do what we do in journalism. Okay. I'm going to cut off part of the words that are important.
Perfect.
And it's a part of the stretch run. So, yeah, that would never happen. That would never happen.
You can't do that to John.
Anyway, but the point, but I mean, that's, I think, obviously, you know, he's one of the top goalies in hockey in this era. And
he's missed when he's not there.
Yeah, he's completely missed when he's not here. But that's it. But the other side of it, I know that Q, I listen to Steve try to be calm with Q, and you know that's the thing because he's afraid.
I love that.
And
you're not afraid.
I'm not afraid of you.
I can guarantee you that.
No, I've known you too long. Q, I'm scared to death of. Q and Ditka are like the same dude.
Totally.
And they both scare me.
That's true.
But the reality is that. You know, the offense too. I mean, we're just not getting the production there that we've been hoping for, and I just think that again, a lot of kids. You have to have them. I get it. We all understand the problem. When you know, you're victims of success in the NHL. They want parity in the league. They want to penalize people in terms of salary cap and things like that. That becomes its own issue. But there are 3 young kids. You just mentioned them. On this, you know, Nick Schmaltz now, who, you know, obviously we've been talking about for a couple of years. DeBrincat is great. Hinostroza great. I mean, you're going to see some, you know, the gelling is there.
I was going to ask, is it a chemistry thing? Because you've seen some reports out there, and I want to ask you if you think it's true that some of the younger players are coming through, and then some of the core veterans, minus Kane, maybe not as much as they need to step it up. Would you agree with that, or you think that's an unfair criticism?
I'm not sure it's an unfair criticism. I'm not going to get into specifics, but I will say this, that going forward, if we are to get into the playoffs, our core guys are going to have to carry us. It's not going to be our young players who are in complementary roles. They've taken on bigger roles. We've needed them to play better. But our core guys are going to have to carry us into the postseason.
All right. And I'm going to tell you right now, Brandon Saad, I feel that Brandon Saad's going to have that turn moment.
A breakthrough moment.
You know, it is, I got the move. I totally understood it. I still get it. And he's just not had the kind of season I think he's happy about, I'm certain. And so if he steps up, obviously you get production from him. And, you know, once again, and Kane's still playing great. Right.
Yep.
And Taze is a great leader. I mean, there's the core is here, and I'm okay. You mark me down for panic, but call me. I'll call you. I'll talk to you about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you don't want to talk about last season, but you know, last season we had the second best record in the history of the franchise.
Right.
With the same core guys, things happen, injuries happen, players have off years. You know, the loss of Corey has been significant.
No question.
Significant. He was on his way to have the best year he's had. What a difference he would make. I don't know how many games. I don't know how many points. But I think our situation would be different. But it's showtime right now, I can tell you that.
It is showtime. We're taking on I
Go
hate
Hawks.
These guys from Dallas. I just do.
You don't like them?
Just don't like them. I hate everybody in the NHL except for us.
I got that feeling from you.
Basically the way I feel about it. I don't know. I like to watch the guys in the East play because I like the range. I like the original six guys, but forget about it. These guys, pretenders. All right, John McDonough, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, John.
Thank you,
appreciate
bro.
It.